Welcome to Questions About Heaven, a podcast about giving Bible answers to our questions about the afterlife with God. Each week, we seek to answer real-life questions with biblical answers about the life beyond this world. Now, here's your host, Brad Zockel.
And a wonderful good day to you. This is Brad Zockel. You are listening to the Questions About Heaven podcast here from our barn recording studio here in Upcountry, South Carolina. I appreciate you joining me here. It is a wonderful, I'm going to say it's around 70 degrees Fahrenheit here. A little bit of a breeze. If you hear some wind blowing in the background, it's because I'm right at the edge of the barn. I've moved my desk over, so my back is to the open doors of our barn here in the studio, and it's just very, very refreshing to be able to get that spring weather in here. I hope it's spring-like where you are. We're going to take a step back from our Revelation 20 study right now. Wanted to share something with you, and I think this is very, very important as we talk about heaven, and we talk about studying heaven. Obviously, we talk about praying about heaven, sharing heaven. But what about showing heaven? And that's what I want to share with you today, is something that has been very important on my heart as we have had a number of dear friends being listening who really don't know how to share heaven. I'll have a number of people say, well, Brad, I can't memorize Scripture the way I think I should, or reading the Scripture gets intimidating to me. I'm getting it bit by bit, but a little bit slower than I'd like. What else can I do? Well, then I want to share something real important here. So let me give you a few announcements and then we'll get right on going here. This is going to be a very active month for me. I'll be getting out on the road. I'm arranging for us to go back to Brother Jesse Canty's space, his wonderful, I can't begin to tell you how good his barbecue is. And his Smoke and Wings barbecue place, Brother Jesse said, well, come on over again. Let's have another evening Bible study on a monthly basis. And so that's what we're planning on doing. But we don't have that down yet. It's going to be in the Spartanburg, South Carolina area on a regular basis. And that's going to combine with my regular Thursday coffee house Bible studies over at Mountain Mocha in Walhalla, South Carolina. That's the fourth Thursday in April, which will put it, if I'm looking at the calendar right now, on April 25th. Now, this weekend, I have the car in the shop. We have four new tires we need to put on, along with a braking system. I have really been wearing on the Honda CR-V, and when it's all fixed tomorrow, I'm taking it in. They're going to finish it up, and we are going to be on the road here. Our ministry will be on the road this Sunday, April 7th. I will be at a wonderful location. Hamilton, Alabama is becoming very dear to me. Miss Christie and her organizers are making it possible for me to come back. It looks like I may be going and speaking in Tremont, Mississippi. We don't have the venue confirmed yet, but for sure, this Sunday, April 7th, in the afternoon at the wedding venue, the convention center called The Molly, M-O-L-L-Y. It is in Hamilton, Alabama, on First Street. I'll be there at 2 o'clock. We're going to have a one-day, obviously it's free. We don't charge for any of these conferences. This is going to be a 2 o'clock, What is Heaven All About? It is our Heaven is Home conference. It includes a Q&A session. You can ask questions here. And then the next week, I'll be in Mount Airy, North Carolina. We're renting a business meeting room at the Holiday Inn Express in Mount Airy. We will start at 10. If you RSVP, my brother with Zockel Pottery has a free gift for you. RSVP, just letting us know you're coming so we know how much food to bring. It's free again. It's free. And that will be by writing me at brad@theheaventour.com. brad@theheaventour.com. Matter of fact, if you want to know more about our ministry, go to our website, theheaventour.com. Now, the next week is open. Right now, getting a breather as I prepare to fly out to Grand Junction, Colorado, the weekend of April 27th, 28th. I'll be speaking to college and career, to teens, as well as to adults in the families as well in Grand Junction in a number of different locations, and one will be located right there in Whitewater. Let you know more about that later on. And then the next week after that, I will be in Pittsburgh area at Mercer. This is a town right outside on the lower edge of Pittsburgh. I will be at Grace Harvest Church with Pastor Dave Talkington, Grace Harvest Church in Mercer, Pennsylvania. And so if you want to know more, then please write me, or then let me know if you have any questions by writing me at brad@theheaventour.com, or else go to our site and you'll see the map on where I'm traveling there. We are looking at a number of different passages through the months and the years, really, since we started our podcasting here, in which we have been talking about heaven, studying about heaven, researching about heaven, cross-referencing about heaven. How about showing heaven? We recite scriptures in teaching, verbally teaching, educating. I know that on these podcasts, I have Bible leaders, I have youth pastors, senior pastors that have been listening here. And so we give a discourse, we give a lecture, we give a presentation, maybe even a PowerPoint on this. What about some other ways that we can show? You say, I would love to memorize scripture, love to be able to, but it's a very hard thing, and I'm impatient. What else can I do to show or share heaven? Well, let me give you an idea. I want you to think about looking at Matthew chapter 6, and it gives us a presentation of heaven in maybe a way you didn't think of. So, because it says this in Matthew chapter 6, it tells us, first of all, in for the point of me bringing across, the first thing I see that sticks out that I want to share with you, Matthew chapter 6 is part of the Sermon on the Mount, and Jesus says in the model prayer, Lord, Father, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Well, what is his will in heaven? Well, it's to display care. It's to create a family with their of believers. It's to show love. There are many other things we'll enjoy, but love. Okay, so how can we show the joy and the wonder and the glory of heaven and the love of heaven right here? Well, when we see that coming out in Matthew 6:10, it reminds me of the time whenever I was teaching a series on heaven, and at a place in a location in Tennessee, and a handful of young men, four really, as I remember now, four young men came and they said, Doc, can we meet you in your office and can we close the door? We want to talk with you in private. And I said, sure, you know, let's go ahead back there. And they said, well, what we want to do is we are taking into account what you're saying about sharing and showing heaven. So this is what we want to do. We've been laying this out, and it's been a seed thought. Now, we want to bring it out, and we want you to be the point man on this. And I said, what do you mean? Well, what we want to do is we want to serve, but we need direction. And they went and laid this plan out on how they wanted to show heaven ninja style. And what they wanted to do is that, first of all, they said, we're going to swear you to secrecy. You must never reveal our names. And to this day, I never have, and I never will. But they said, we want to be able to help people, but you have more of a feel of the community here. Point to where people need help, and we'll do it, but we don't want to get caught. Half of the fun is doing things anonymously. And so what they did was, the first thing that I can remember was that there was a pastor that was entirely overworked, just a great servant of the Lord. And they had figured out this senior pastor was going to be doing a counseling session, which would be, oh, I don't know, an hour, maybe 90 minutes. They went into his office, snuck in without anybody knowing, quote-unquote, stole his keys, took his car down to a car wash and a detailing place, had it cleaned inside and out, brought it back, because the pastor could neither afford it or had the time to do so. And it was a well-kept car. It wasn't new by any means, but it was a well-kept car. But boy, when they brought it back, did it shine. And they went back, put the keys back in the desk in the exact place, and took off. Well, the pastor was shocked. They included a card of appreciation, some verses of encouragement to him, and they left. And that was one of their first assignments, quote-unquote, their ninja assignment. Later on, I pointed out that there was a single mother who was trying to make ends meet very hard. It's hard to feed the babies. And they went under the cover of darkness, took a number of different bags of groceries, slid them onto the porch, rung the bell, and in the cover of darkness, they were all wearing dark clothing, snuck back off, and the mother came, and they saw the verses and the encouragement and the loving notes to her, but they kept them all anonymous, and she received it. And they did this for a calendar year till I moved away, And I thought about this. They were showing heaven. They were showing God's will of love. I remember also taking teens down to a soup kitchen that was being hosted by another church in downtown Knoxville, Tennessee. And when they were able to show the love, as the host pastor said, show these homeless, show these needy ones your love. It's more than just serving bowls of soup and laying out slices of cake. Sit with them, talk with them. That's very important. And they did. And I saw the people blessed because they were given the dignity of people looking them eye to eye. And when the students got back in the bus for us to drive back to the school at the end of the school day, they were different. They were changed. They were able to see and show heaven. They saw it in the light of those eyes. They were able to have a chance to witness. Very, very important. And I think about this, friends. You can show heaven. Another group went during a weekend when a widow lady was out of town. They repaired her porch, very decrepit. She couldn't have any improvements on the house. Repaired the front of her house, the porch, fixed it up, put new posts in, lumber under their own expense, repainted the house. It was just an amazing thing, and never let her know who did it. They had received the approval of the family to do this, and they did it. I think about this, James 1:27. It's what it says here. This is the pure faith. This is an undefiled faith before God when you take care of orphans and widows and the needy. That is it. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 12. You know, when you show these good works, which they will see, you're actually giving people the opportunity to glorify God, to understand God in a new way they have never seen before by your example of showing heaven. Now, I want to remind you, Matthew chapter 6, 1 through 4, you will notice that I haven't given you any names. Here's the reason why. I don't want to take the blessing away from these young ones or these anonymous givers, because the first four verses of Matthew 6, as you're showing heaven, you're to do this anonymously. You're not to be doing this and wanting to receive earthly praise. By doing so, Matthew chapter 6, still in Matthew chapter 6 in our heaven talk, verses 19 and 20 say that you are laying up treasures in heaven. The world can't touch it. Thieves can't steal it. It can't be corrupted in any way. It's a treasure in heaven. As you are receiving the assignments of showing God's love, you are also putting back into heaven an investment for earthly, for eternal rewards. It's wonderful to be able to see this. And you know something? Everyone that had been showing these glimpses of heaven, I noticed that it was just a display of 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 7. They weren't giving grudgingly. They weren't giving by compulsion. They were giving with a cheerful heart. And it does say in that verse that the Lord loves a cheerful giver. What a wonderful thing to see here in showing heaven. There are at times, not too many anymore, when somebody would say, you know something? What you guys are doing on this channel, on this podcast, is you're just talking about the by and by. You have your head in the clouds. You're not helping anyone. But you know, I don't find people doing that. The more they are studying heaven, and I hope this would include you, the more it causes them to show that joy of heaven on earth. And just following the Bible, we've talked about this before. I think I had another podcast about this, on the examples that Christians give of this wonderful open-heartedness too. I think of Proverbs chapter 14, verse 31, that he who is generous to the needy honors God. So we are doing his will. This is as we see in Matthew 6 and verse 10. But we're honoring God whenever we are generous to the needy, not just grudgingly, but we give generously. Deuteronomy chapter 15, verse 11, open wide your hand to your brother, to the needy, to the poor in your land. And Jesus just tells us this as he looked at the man who said, well, I think I've got this idea of the steps to heaven all down. And he was mechanical and almost automaton in his way. Well, I can keep the commandments, Lord. Matthew chapter 19, Luke chapter 12 tell us of this, the man who approached him. And Jesus looked at him, was very compassionate toward him, said, there's something your heart needs to open. Sell your possessions, give them to the poor. You'll have treasures in heaven. Now, he walked away, but I can tell you of examples, and again, they remain anonymous, that I know of people that have given away their bonuses, given away part of their salary, given away very generously to others in need, to somebody that can't make their bills, and somebody who has a light bill that's in a great need or doesn't have enough food in the pantry, and they were giving. This is a wonderful thing. And I'm reminded what Jesus had also said here in showing heaven. Luke chapter 14, verses 13 and 14. When you give a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the halt, the needy. God will repay. They can't repay you. God will repay. And the Christian that wants to show heaven knows that heaven will repay. That heaven will repay. Proverbs 22 and verse 9. The generous will be blessed, for they share their food with the poor. Isn't that true? Matthew 5:42. Give to the one who asks you. You are showing your faith when you are showing, just like what we saw in Leviticus chapter 19, verses 9 and 10, the instruction from the Lord. When you have a harvest, you have your bounty. Leave gleanings for the poor. Spill some over. Let them have something here. Give to them. You're showing the joy of the Lord, the bounty of the Lord too. Because I think of this, how the Lord has showed, you know, we grew up in poverty. I think I've told you that numerous times in our early podcasts on how we had benefited from farmers anonymously leaving baskets. Very clearly, I remember waking up on a Saturday morning and seeing to our shock baskets of corn on the cob on the back porch, baskets of rhubarb, for example, and there. And that would be most of our meal during the course of the week when Dad abandoned us. And we still to this day don't know who those precious people were, but it brought us through times, so, you know, and people that would just give. 1 John 3:17, if anybody has material possessions and sees a brother or sister in need but doesn't have pity, well, how can you have the love of God? How can people see heaven? How can they see heaven through you if you shut your heart down? And I remember when there was an accusation that Christians don't give, there was, by the Barna Research, they had a symposium talking about giving, Christian giving. And the quote came up that 70% of practicing Christians gave to the needy, 64% directly to needy individuals on there. I think that, what was it did we see? Yeah, there was the, I'm trying to remember, there was a writer that quoted Barna's further research. His name was Scott Sauls. And in the Barna Philanthropy Roundtable, they said that in 2022, for example, Christians gave 70% of all charitable giving in the United States. Christians gave 70%, $300 billion was the number. They actually outgave the government when it came to giving in global poverty. So what, you know, what is this saying here? I know that when we were destitute, when a church, we didn't attend there either. I mean, when Dad had just abandoned the family and we were poverty stricken, that a church, knowing us, and you'd say, well, you know, they're not our members. It didn't matter. This was a loving church. And in one snowy evening, there was a knock on the door, and one of the men of the church came over and just very quietly and very lovingly said, ma'am, there were six of us elementary kids in the house, and mom, by herself, with no job, trying to do anything she could to bring money in. And he said, we just want to give this to you. And they gave us bags and bags of groceries. It had to be at least five full bags of groceries. And my mom just broke down in gratitude, crying, and it caused this man with a very, just a very kind heart for him to break down crying, because we all, as kids, were crying in gratitude as well. Just a precious memory I have, even all these years later, on that, and he was showing heaven. And I remember thinking, you know, we didn't know a thing about that church, but they were kind. They were just loving. And I think about what God says, one of the joys of heaven is in Ephesians 2:7, that in the ages to come, according to his riches, which are eternal, he's going to show the believers kindnesses through Jesus Christ. Well, if we're going to receive kindnesses in heaven, and Matthew 6 and verse 10 says we should show God's will in heaven down on earth, well, then that includes kindnesses. Let's do that. Well, there's more I can say, but I see I'm out of time. Maybe you can take one of these examples. Think about this. Think about those that are near you, and maybe you can help them by having a cup of coffee or sitting next to somebody that's a shut-in, just listening or reading something to them, or just having a spare time and just going by, as one church would go over and just sing, hymns or sing Christmas carols to those in need. And I was there to see it. What a blessing to the people, just the joy in their faces. And I'm not talking about just going to a nursing home, doing something pedantic, but lovingly going. Or someone else that just came and found out that somebody could not afford it, just a special food, their favorite dish, and just brought it anonymously. Just wonderful things. I could go on and on with many examples. You get the idea. So this is Brad as we talk about questions about heaven. Here's the question to you. Can you show heaven to somebody? Think about it. Pray about it. Thank you so much, Christian, for being with me. God bless you. And you know something? If you have a chance to give me an example of somebody that has shown a kindness in the name of Christ, send it to me, and we'll share them on these podcasts as well. Thank you so much. God bless you. Lord willing, we'll talk soon.
Thank you for listening to Questions About Heaven with Brad Zockel. The Heaven Tour Ministry is traveling across the country and speaking on the Bible truths about our eternal home with God. You can find out more about our ministry by visiting our website at www.theheaventour.com. If you'd like to partner with us, receive our newsletter, or donate to our ministry, please go to our website at theheaventour.com. Look for the Heaven Tour Ministry on Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube. Thank you, and God bless you greatly.